show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Kyle.
How's it going?
Yeah, I haven't been here for a long time.
No, a couple of episodes went by the wayside. Last Friday, because I had a headache, and Tuesday, mostly because I just wasn't feeling it. There was something wrong after a long weekend of traveling up there and being denied breakfast and, just not really enjoying it at a diner. So that's why. Mainly, that's why. Just diner. Carry over. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
But how are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been surviving without the sustenance of morning show.
You've been okay not listening to yourself.
No, what sustains me is getting out the words and shooting them into my microphone.
Being here in the morning, getting up, right. Getting coffee.
But there was a time, some listeners probably know, that there was a time when we were doing this every morning of the week.
Which was quite enjoyable, but now with the slog of a 9 to 5 or of a 10 to 12,
it's hardly 9 to 5 anymore.
Yeah, it's a job.
More like 4 to 8,
4 to forever. Do you feel like you're on the road now more than ever before? Even though we talked like your brand new car, shiny spaceship, whatever,
right?
Lovely. Vehicle that I did get to ride in this weekend, which was great. Little low to the ground. I feel like,
oh, boohoo.
Like I'm kind of scraping a little bit. Like my,
it doesn't feel like that when you're driving.
The butt is just directly on the pavement.
Right.
Yeah, Maybe that was because I was sitting directly onto pavement, and then you were driving the car around, just sort of watching. It's like, this is kind of enjoyable. I'm not really
sparks
in the car.
Flying up.
Yeah. It's just bad.
And you kept really complaining. Bad. I'm like, Kyle, get over it.
I'm not going to get over it.
Woo-woo!
I don't know that song.
That's an Eagles song.
Hotel. You took me to Hotel California.
No, I did not tell you. Take you. Whatever. Anyway, you were saying.
Doesn't matter. No, I was just saying I got to take a lovely ride in your car. And I was going to ask you, do you feel like you're spending more time in there? Like that is your home? Because we, before the show, patreon.com/morningshow, we were talking about your inability to sit down in front of the television and take advantage of your culturally appropriated cable package that now it's there, and you're paying money for it, but you're not really able to do anything. So you're living in your car, basically, at this point. Are you okay with that?
No, okay, yeah, I'm spending a lot more time on the road,
yeah.
But that's okay with me because I have so many hours and hours of content of podcasts to listen to.
Are you going to name a couple shows?
I'm not going to name any. I'm not going to plug anything.
Come on. How about Three Guys, Three Questions?
Well, that just about to say, now that Three Guys, Three Questions is back, that's just an extra, like, I can spend an extra 45 to an hour on the road and still be okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In that respect, okay, I'm good, but I'm not going to name any other shows.
Okay.
They don't need my plug.
I've been actually taking the train, so I'm not driving, not really having to focus on the road or grip
right, you're not contributing to the smog.
That's from, well, I kind of am.
Smog.
It's, I'm not contributing to that either, but it feels kind of like I'm riding a dragon every day because it's this serpentine, train that meanders through the suburbs of northern Orange County and southern Los Angeles County down into Union Station.
Okay.
Then I take
how long do you spend on the train? How long does that take?
A couple trains. One way, two ways. Which way? Up. One goes up.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
That
train.
Your commute.
The main commute.
Morning commute.
About 2.5 hours.
No way.
Yes, each way, actually. Depends. It really depends.
Your commute is almost just the same as mine.
Yes, that's correct.
So we are spending almost a total of 5 hours of our day in transit.
Consuming content. I'm really all about that content consumption, because the car and the train really are content consumption devices at this point.
However, I was reflecting on my commute, not yesterday, sometime this past week, and I was thinking, man, if only I was doing something productive with my time on the road, because there was a day this week that I didn't have much going on at work where I could go in a little later and leave a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Found out, hey, guess what? I just spent more time on the road than I did at work. Aye. What a waste.
What about carpooling? Like sitting?
No one around here goes to where I need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus,
absolutely not.
Plus,
go ahead.
But I was just going to say, plus, putting a car in a pool is just, that doesn't really get you anywhere. It's a bad joke. It's okay. Go ahead.
But I was going to say, every time that I tell my coworkers or somebody that I'm meeting, I tell them where I'm from or where I'm driving from, where I hail from.
I don't
care. They give me this look of disgust, like, how?
Where you're from?
No.
What you drive as long as
you. Go ahead and play that song that I sent you, by the way.
I will. Well, you just sent this to me. Here we go.
So I don't know how to jump. You got to jump to the chorus. Yeah.
Okay. Where's the chorus? Turn the tube. Here we go. I like it. I really do. I mean, as much as you can, as much as one can like the Eagles, I will get over it and enjoy that. Kenny, I think what we should do, though, is get over this intro and move on to some news.
No.
Okay, then let's not.
No, because I want to quiz you first. I want to play some Two Stupid Games here at the top of the show.
I can pull that one up real quick. Let's see here.
Let's hope. Let's do it.
Do. Boom.
All right. So first stupid game, Kyle, of this segment, because who knows, there might be two stupid games after.
Oh boy.
Can we guess your age and location with this food test?
Probably.
Okay, so I have a question, and then some of these options are 9 separate options that you need to choose from, so listen carefully.
Okay.
So pick a sweet snack. Donuts, Ho-Hos, Skittles, Swedish fish, a cookie, chocolate cake, Oreos, Twizzlers, or a vanilla cupcake.
Oh my gosh, so many options. When I can eat more than one Skittles.
Okay, got it.
Just the texture. Yeah.
Mm. This one's going to be a little harder.
Okay.
Pick your favorite chips.
Ah.
So we got nacho cheese Doritos.
Ooh.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Come on.
Fritos.
Nope.
Cheetos. Crunchy Cheetos.
Regular.
Flamin' Hot Crunchy Cheetos. Sun Chips.
Which ones? Original cheddar. Harvest cheddar.
Yeah. Ruffles sour cream, cheddar and sour cream.
Oh yeah.
Funyuns or Pringles.
What kind of Pringles? Original.
Original.
Cheddar and sour cream Ruffles.
Oh yeah, whatever. Totally.
The little wavy ones, right?
Correct.
Okay. Ruffles. Yeah, Ruffles. Yeah. Those exact ones. I've got to say,
those are the best ones.
As much as we had a laughing fit about my inability to eat a Tabasco Slim Jim with a cappuccino, the subsequent chips will mess me up as much as that. So.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
It's just a chip. Looking back, I probably have the same issue.
It doesn't matter really what it is. It's the coupling of whatever I desire with the chip flavor plus the beverage that accompanies it. Uh-huh. It's perfect storm.
Let's hope that you can pick a different beverage, Kyle, because I want you to pick an iced tea flavor.
Iced tea, unsweetened.
Iced tea.
Unsweetened.
So we got classic sweet tea.
Nope.
Well, peach tea. Arnold Palmer.
Ooh, yeah.
Mint tea.
May he rest in peace.
black tea, green tea, passion fruit tea, lemon tea, or I don't like tea.
I do like tea. Okay. I do like black tea and green. Uh-huh. But if I'm going to go for tea, it'll probably just be black because I need that. I need that little bit of milligrams of caffeine in there somewhere.
Just a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah, just a little.
All right, Kyle, this is a yes or no. Candy corn. Thank you. Pick your favorite cheese. Here we go. Bleu, cheddar, pepper jack, Havarti, cottage, Colby Jack, goat, cream cheese, or Swiss.
In that group, it's got to be goat. It's got to be goat. Okay.
I thought you were going to go for Havarti.
Yeah.
All right, next. This is a yes or no. Mayonnaise.
No, depends. Really depends.
Now, can you look at the picture of the thing? Because it's a serving bowl of mayonnaise.
No.
Okay.
Then no.
Good.
No.
Choose your, this is the last question. Choose your favorite Thanksgiving dish. I'm going to list these off.
Okay.
Ooh. Green bean casserole, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. Didn't know that was a whole dish.
It is.
The turkey, mac and cheese, rolls, corn, or pumpkin pie.
It is a tie between the two gelatinous things in there. Pumpkin pie and regular potatoes. Yeah, it wasn't sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes. Right? Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, not sweet potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Let's go mashed potatoes because I feel like I could eat a truckload of mashed potatoes. Just as so long as the mashed potato to gravy ratio is about 1 to 2.
The gravy has to like lube up the engine of intake, right?
It's yes, but it's also meant to keep the potatoes warm for the most part.
Yes.
It can retain that heat a little more because you don't want to get that. You don't want to get that crust on the outside of the mashed potato where it looks like you're actually making the mountain that you're gonna go to and drive to the top and talk to aliens. Because that just gets crusty and. Duh. You may end up just with like a complete mixture of the gravy and the mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes. I do.
It just
like
turns
that
into brown mashed potatoes.
I do like that.
No, wait, hold on. Mashed potatoes, like you have to have them whipped and no chunks, or do you like chunks and skin and like potato skin, not like human skin?
I love skin. of course, I love skin. That's a good question.
Are you a potato purist here?
No, but I do like my mashed potatoes with about a block and a half of cream cheese inside them.
Whoa, never had that.
Velvety and lovely and just a textural experience.
I was going to say, I like lumpy.
I do.
I
think she sat alone, though, in a buggy marsh. Totally, totally motionless, except for her heart.
I couldn't think of any other lyrics.
Okay.
All right, Kyle, you ready for your result here?
I am, yes.
You got 24 in California. That's
close,
kinda. Remarkably
very
accurate.
Very
though.
Close.
Yes. Because this is probably what you've been eating for the past 6 years anyway.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm okay with that. Feeling younger inside is what matters.
I think the Skittles really kind of like
it dates me.
Tipped the scales there. Had you picked something like donuts, I think you would have gotten closer.
Or Swedish fish probably would have made me seem like I'm 65.
Who likes Swedish fish over any of those other ones?
People do though. Like Swedish fish ice cream. Ugh. Makes me want to vomit.
Now, this is another food test, but it's going to tell us when you're going to die based on your favorite 90s foods.
Okay. Should you do this test instead?
I will also play.
Okay.
So you'll need to open it up.
I will do my own answers and you will do your own answers.
Right.
Please read the first question.
Pick an after school snack.
Oh my gosh. Look at these.
So we got Bugles, and it's a picture of somebody putting the Bugles on each of their fingers like witch nails.
Ah, yeah.
We got cosmic brownies, which is, I guess, was like those like double brownie with the colored chocolate chip things.
They, yeah, they were kind of chocolate chips.
They were candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like wannabe M&Ms too. We got ring pop, gushers. Oh, gushers. Oh, I love gushers.
That hand.
I can get like an industrial box of gushers at Costco and finish it in an afternoon.
Do they still make them?
Complete. And I could, Kyle, I could poop the rainbow. Yes, they still make those.
Okay. All right.
We got Dunkaroos, which it's kind of like killed its popularity with how much meme it has.
Yeah.
It has a lot of meme power because Dunkaroos was a very recognizable commercial.
Well, and once they created Kangaroo Jack, I just could not get on board. I saw it in theaters and it was just like, what is going on here?
That's like a walk out of a theater movie.
It was. It absolutely was. I had to sit in the second row of that movie because it was so full of people. They wanted to get a piece of that Dunkaroo.
Right. And the last one is Fruit String Thing, which I had no idea that was the name of the thing because I have been calling it that.
String thing.
The string thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Well, they have fruit string thing and then they have like savory string thing, which is just, it's a little bit of, it's turkey on the outside. You pull turkey flavor. And the middle one, that's the one you really want.
Let's just point out the fact that this was made by Betty Crocker
in Walmart.
So I'm choosing fruit string thing because that was my favorite.
That is what I'm choosing as well. Gosh darn it.
Dang it. I mean, Gushers is a close second, very close second for me.
Bugles is also a very close second for me, only because of the picture that they have associated with that. I feel like that hand, though, is the same as the ring pop hand.
Yeah,
it probably is. They look very close.
It has bugle dust on the fingertips.
If you combine the ring pop with the bugle hand, that might be more accurate.
Okay. Next question. Pick a school lunch item.
This is no contest.
Yeah, no contest. We got potato smiles. I don't think I've ever had that.
I have
SpaghettiOs.
Not mm-hmm. This is the
pizza
one with
Lunchables. With a picture of a pizza Lunchable from back in the day with the old Cartoon Network logo. Back when they showed actual cartoons like Scooby-Doo and Jetsons and Flintstones and stuff like that.
Yes, perfect.
Or we got purple ketchup. Just cross that off the list.
Yeah, please. Would you?
Pizza Lunchables is mine.
I'm going with Pizza
Lunchables
as well. Oscar Mayer.
I will say, I don't know if it's the first time or the second time. It was one of the first times I had a pizza Lunchable.
That's hard to say.
At school. Yeah. I know it is. It's a tongue twister. I did lose a tooth on the crust.
Well, okay. That's understandable. You have to assemble it yourself. I mean, if you're trying to prepare for any sort of career in life, pizza Lunchables kind of gets you most of the way there to becoming someone who works at Domino's. It's very, very close. Also, look at the word Lunchables. I remember it being one size, but lunch is a lot wider than ubles.
Ables.
Lunchables. You're able to have a lunch. Now, SpaghettiOs, I want to point out as well, the SpaghettiO picture they have here is the one with the meatballs in it. And I would never choose that one. It's got to be
I wouldn't either.
Straight SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. If I wanted something with meatballs, you go Chef Boyardee.
Also, it's not warm.
Wait, hold on. At a Chef Boyardee lunch. Does make SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. But you can't get this to be warm at school. There's no microwave at school.
You can't get it to be warm anywhere. It comes out of the can cold and it remains cold because that's just the chemical makeup of SpaghettiOs.
But I'm not.
It never gets warm.
I'm not like Dennis the Menace, though. I'm not taking a can of whatever SpaghettiOs and sitting underneath a bridge with what's his name? Doc? I'm not doing
for Lloyd.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Wow.
Because that's
what a reference.
That's just
we watched that so many times.
I know.
Go back and watch it again.
Please.
Go back and watch it again and realize that Christopher Lloyd as a bum kidnapped a child. How scary is that?
Well,
because you would never side with the mom. When you're watching it as a kid, you would never side with, man, the mom's kind of going crazy.
Yeah.
What's with her? He's just eating beans with Christopher Lloyd. But now, if you were, 20, 25 years later, you're watching it as a parent. You're watching it going, oh my gosh, I'm so scared that my child is out there. Number two, I'm going to kill him when I see him.
Well, and I think you've got to kind of pay attention to Walter Matthau's performance in that, because at the age that we're at now, I feel like he's far more redeemable. Like, he's just trying to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
He's letting the kid come around.
Except for the part where he totally smashes up his garden because Dennis the Menace made him look away when the flower was blooming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That moment that he flips out. I mean, even the music, I'm remembering this moment very mm-hmm. clearly. Mm-hmm. Even the music is kind of like, you kind of want to look away right now. Like, this is an unsavory moment right now. Do not pay attention. In fact, wipe this from your memory when you're done watching the movie.
Did they ever do like unsanctioned sequels to that movie? Like Dennis the Menace?
I believe so.
Dennis the Menace 2. It has people who kind of look like the original ones, but it's not actually the same people. So it's going to go straight to VHS.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Number three, Kenny.
Okay, Kyle. Pick a drink. Now, this is going to be a lot harder.
Really?
You gotta squeeze it. You got Surge, Crystal Pepsi, which I don't think I've ever had. Hi-C. The flavor on here is grab and grape. No way anybody's eating or drinking anything other than Ecto Cooler. Sunny D, but this is the new Sunny D logo. It doesn't sell it as well as the old Sunny D logo.
Agreed.
Or cafeteria milk. I got a story about cafeteria milk.
Okay, bring it.
So I think it was in fourth grade? No, I think it was in fifth grade. So I went to an elementary school where I started going to that school in third grade because that's when the school opened and we moved and just happened to go start there in third grade. So for 2 years, they had the cartons of milk, the ones that you had a really tough time opening and then they would never really open. You try to stick your straw into it and it wouldn't really work. It was a carton of milk.
You got your
regular carton of milk.
Yeah, I gotcha.
In fifth grade, after 2 years of solid carton milk, dominance, they switched to, I don't know how to put this. It was a bag of milk.
Milk bag.
Mm-hmm. Imagine in your head.
Okay.
What you envision an artificial breast implant
okay
to look like. That's what the bag of milk looked like.
So just like a well, I don't think
it looked like a bag of silicone that could be formed in any sort of way, but you were meant to puncture it with a tiny little straw and drink the milk out of it.
Tastes like coffee.
It did not taste like coffee. It tastes like plastic, actually.
So what kind of straw, though? Was it like a Capri?
It's like a coffee stirrer.
Not like a Capri Sun straw where the...
No, it was like a Capri Sun with the point.
Yeah.
But the plastic of the bag of milk was definitely stronger than the plastic of the straw. So like the point of the straw would never puncture. It would just bend.
Did it have any instructions for a fifth grader to read on there? And
what instructions do you need? Hold straw firmly in hand. Next, throw
stab,
spear of
stab,
straw.
Yeah. Stab the bag real hard.
No. See, what happened was you would have lunch
people,
helpers, chaperones, basically for lunch,
lunch chaperones
for the lunch dance.
Okay,
you would have a lot of them helping the kids that year. I remember because I think I tried it a few times and then I just avoided milk from then on. It wasn't cool because I wanted the chocolate milk. So, that's my milk story.
I just feel like there is a better way to open those milk bags. And I think it's also standard fare up in Canada to have the milk bag. So we'll have to consult Mr. iChris on Twitter and find out how to properly open, especially chocolate milk, because you're not getting that out of whatever it spills on. You got that chocolate forever.
That's correct. That's the other, that was the other problem, is that as a kid, you know, you'd puncture it, but sometimes the straw wouldn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wouldn't stay in the bag and it would just like fly out of your hand. And now there's a hole leaking chocolate milk out of your bag and you're just sitting there at the cafeteria table going, ah, I don't know what to do.
But you got
to
just so, slam you your look face
really
on
stupid.
It.
I was going to say, you look really dumb, you know, slamming that bag of milk right into your face hole and just like, just pressing the bag into your face.
Yeah.
You know, just like squeezing it dry. Like it's the last liquid on earth.
Cause that's all you got, man. That's all you got. So, okay.
So which are you going to pick?
Boy, I appreciate that they call it Sunny Delight in the image alt here.
Oh yeah,
that's right. That's nice. But I'm gonna probably go squeeze it because the squeeze it was the rarity in our household.
Yes,
and keeping
it was
those,
the most fun.
It was the most fun, and you keep those tops from the squeeze it because they look like a horseshoe. Yeah. Plus the squeeze it faces, once you drank the entirety of the beverage, it had a squeeze it face on there. No labels, no, it's just thoroughly enjoyable. The whole experience.
It was a toy with a drink inside.
With liquid inside. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we have chosen the same ones, I believe, so far.
No. We were, we have.
We have chosen
exactly.
We're going
to die at the same time.
Exactly the same.
I don't know. Maybe
three,
the next few.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Next one. Pick a breakfast cereal. We're also just, we're going to have no time for anything else on this show.
This is fine. This is cool. I'm fine.
All right,
with
Kyle, pick a breakfast cereal.
What do we
got here? We got Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
Cookie Crisp, French Toast Crunch, or Apple Jacks.
3, 2, 1. Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Continuing. Kenny, what's your favorite gum? Okay. Don't read any of these aloud. And I'm going to.
You're going to guess mine.
I'm going to guess yours. And you will guess mine. Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Ouch.
Fruit
bubble
stripe.
Gum.
What?
Ouch. Bubble gum.
How do I like ouch over any of these other ones?
Okay, bubble tape. You're going bubble tape.
Oh, bubble tape's good. I got yours though. You're fruit stripe.
Yeah, you're right. I am fruit stripe.
I think I'm a bubblicious guy.
Really?
Bubblicious.
No, okay.
There was a time I liked Big Red. So here's the options. Double bubble, bubble tape, fruit stripe, ouch gum, bubblicious, or Big Red.
Man. Bubblicious though. This is for sure the old bubblicious like look, because nobody likes grape gum. Come on.
No, you're right. But I liked that the bubblicious were like, they were like nuggets of gum.
True.
I think that was the most gum that you could get.
You don't like the like chalk covering on bubble tape that makes it so it doesn't stick together. Come on, man.
I'm pretty sure that was anthrax.
Probably just, you know, hubba bubba, bubble up, ba ba ba, dar.
No, don't do, please don't. Double bubble, those yellow with blue twisty. That was what you got on Halloween because somebody forgot to get candy and they've had this bag of double bubble for years.
Yep.
And it actually turns out to be rocks inside.
Super, super rock hard. All you would do with that is throw them against a concrete wall and watch them shatter. That is what you do with double bubble.
And now, and fruit stripe. Fruit stripe is the gum that you put in your mouth and you have flavor
about 15 seconds to
less
consume
than 15.
That. Yeah.
You have about 5 seconds of flavor until it turns into cement.
I liked the look though. I like the look of the zebra with the multiple stripy colors on
him. It has a lot going on for it.
Yeah. And the gum itself looked nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's just got a good look. It's hefty.
I'm going to go with Bubblicious. Although I will say, Bazooka Gum was a lot of fun.
Bazooka.
Because I had the comics.
Of these, though, Big Red is not something that a child will chew.
Now, ever. I don't know if anybody else out there knows the little trick, but it's something you do with your friends, or you make your friends do.
Okay.
You get a stick of Big Red. I don't think they do sticks anymore. I think everything's Chiclets or whatever. Big Red mints. I don't know.
Big, huge red. It's gigantic red now. Biggest right. red. It's the largest red.
Large red.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you get the stick of Big Red. You take the gum out. You have the wrapper. Now, you lick the wrapper, and you have to stick it to your forehead. And you try to see how long you can keep it there.
Oh, no.
And it's still got like cinnamon, hot cinnamon, like remnants on it. And so it kind of burns your forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like, I can't handle it anymore. You take it off. You now have a big red rectangle on your forehead.
Get it?
Yes, I know. So go ahead and make your kids do that today, guys.
Yeah. just put it right there.
Okay.
I've never done that. Maybe I have. But I have selected Fruit Stripe. You've selected yours.
Right.
How long do you have left?
From this point?
Yes.
I have...
From this point.
I got to do some math. I have 42 years.
I have 50. So I feel pretty good about this.
All right.
So selecting Fruit Stripe over Bubblicious, that
gave you 11 years.
It's extending my life by 11 years. That's really
terrible. What's Bubblicious doing to me?
I have no idea. Terrible things, I guess, from the inside. Ugh. It's grape. I mean, honestly, it's probably that grape flavor. You don't need that. Watermelon, man. Yeah. All right. Well, we don't have that much longer. So I think what we should do is just avoid all these foods and just not hopefully.
I'm going back to the fruit string thing. I might have a Lunchable.
I really want a box of Apple Jacks now.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I remember when they had, when it was all one color, and then they introduced the green ones. Was it green?
Green or shapes? I can't remember.
No, it was the green ones. Because the Apple Jacks was just all, it was all pink.
Jacks. Yes. Right? With little specks of things in there.
Right.
It looks like the newest ones are a combination of what you would call pink and green. You can get an all green Apple Jacks box, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's okay. What I'm saying.
All right. Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, they were like, no, we're going all green. Yeah, and it's the fun one.
The latest
and then,
here.
And then they had a promotion and then they're like, you know, we'll just do combined.
Yeah.
You get both of them now.
This is coming at you right now, by the way. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you put
it? It's both of them together. Sort of the apple, right. The little apple guy, the little
cinnamon dude,
a slightly racist
cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. I like this cereal. Also, the Fruit Loops one. I feel like Fruit Loops needed to be in there maybe a little bit.
I would have done fruit. I would have done no. As a kid, Kyle,
Kix,
Fruit Loops. Mm. Well, Kix, yes, but Fruit Loops was the
Corn
Toucan
Pops.
Sam. You got the commercials to really sell it.
Corn Pops.
Oh, Corn Pops. Yes.
All of these just sound really good.
Or how about
right
this,
now.
Kyle? Blast from the past, Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Yes, please.
Anybody have that? Because that doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. You can buy it, but it doesn't exist. The whole box just sort of congealed and it's one large sheet.
You know what the best part about this is? I typed rice space K-R, no, no, K, rice K, third option, Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
No, because you've searched for it before. That's the problem.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, jet.com, Rice Krispie cereal. What?
Do they have it?
Oh my goodness.
Wait, here we go.
What? Oh my goodness.
Give it to me.
This is going to be next Friday's Food Friday.
Here we go. Loading. Okay. First of all, purple.
That's it.
Purple on the outside. Is this a Jet exclusive?
It must be.
It's got to be. So we got to get two. It's pretty expensive. 39 cents an ounce. It's a lot of liquid weight in there, though, because you got the blood of both Snap, Crackle, and Pop was the one that actually
committed the deed.
He did both of them dirty and put them into the boxes. So now it's just Pop's Krispies.
Okay.
And you put it in the bowl and just goes pop.
That's great.
Pop, 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 pop. Right. So there you go. Let's get this.
What are we going to move on to now?
Honestly, I just want to tell you about one more thing.
Okay.
Today's National Day, Kenny, is National Dessert Day. And I need to know.
You wrote National Desert Day.
Because you don't want that much of it, but you do want a little bit of it. Also, it's kind of difficult to type in a closet. So for national,
hey everybody out there, if you're in a closet, it's difficult to type.
We're gonna do this again. Kenny, today's national day is National Dessert Day.
There, I can see it now. You changed it.
Dessert. That's right.
I remember you actually were the one who told me the difference between desert and dessert is that you want two S's because you want more dessert. So you want more S's in your dessert.
Well, because you can live in one, and also the other one is a part of the earth. So here's
I knew you were going to do that.
Here's the top five most, that's what I do, top five most popular desserts in the U.S. So maybe you can find a way to explore the day and enjoy one of these
things.
Are one
of these gushers?
Maybe you have not had before. Just take a trip to Costco. Buy an entire 12-pound bag of gummy bears. Kenny, number one, fudge.
That's
also,
lame.
Number one, fudge. Number one. Sorry.
Fudge?
Mm-hmm. Number one.
In all of its makes and models of fudge, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because I did not know. There's a huge fudge market. That sounds dumb.
That sounds really dumb. How high is fudge trading on the S&P right now?
Let's find out.
So high.
Fudge.
How much is my fudge
worth? What? Hold on. Wait. Okay. Third result when I type in fudge. Fudge Rice Krispies. There we go.
Sorry, I had coffee. I had coffee in my mouth as you were saying that.
Oh, okay. So it takes about 40 minutes. Goodness. That's the way to do it. If you're going to make Rice Krispie treats, better make Fudge Krispies.
Show me. Didn't you make Fudge Krispies before this show started?
Just one.
Okay. All right. Let me take a look at this. Food.com.
Just came out. Snap, Crackle, Pop. All right, there we go.
This looks so good, right? It's kind of like brownies, but instead of using flour,
instead of being a really dense chocolatey treat,
this looks really dense.
It's going to be dense, but what I'm saying is that it's not going. You can't take like two bites and go, "I'm full now."
This looks incredible. Chill. Melt it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cut into squares. Store in the refrigerator. Can you imagine biting into just a cold, crispy, fudge crispy square?
See, now, putting it in your face. I was just about to say, how good would this be in like a s'mores type kind of thing where you get two graham crackers?
Two of them together
and then you make it a warm.
No. Don't use graham crackers at all. Use these two things as the breads of the sandwich. You got the fudge put in there, and then in between these two fudge crispies, you put a melted, burnt, liquidy marshmallow.
No. I don't think you get what I'm saying. The fudge crispy, you get a warm, you heat it up, and you melt it between the two.
Now you don't need to melt it. No, the marshmallow itself is hot enough, and then you put the two crispies together in between it. Come on.
All right. Fair enough.
We're not going to see eye to eye on this. You're going to die 11 years before I do, and I will try this when you're gone.
I'm going to have 11 years of solo crispy treats.
I will perfect my Fudge Krispies recipe while you're in your grave. Deal with it.
You're going to serve it at the wake.
Kenny, number two. He never wanted these, and now I get to make them.
Okay.
Number two, chocolate cake.
Boring.
Yeah, kinda. You like German chocolate cake?
I like the chocolate cake that the fat kid eats in Matilda.
Blood, sweat.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Crackle, and pop. Number three, chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
That's got to be my number one.
That is my number one, especially chocolate chip cookies directly out of the oven made by our mother.
No. You make them yourself, so you get to keep the entire tray. That's how that works.
No. I make her make me cookies, and I eat all of them.
That's terrible.
And then I give her a big hug afterwards, and that's her payment.
And that's it.
Hi, Mom. Hope you're still listening.
Number four, brownies.
I mean, if you got Fudge Krispies, you don't need brownies.
Have you seen the All Corners brownie pan?
I was just about to ask you.
I need that.
Are you a corner brownie guy?
Always.
Wait, hold on. A corner brownie pan? How does that work?
Okay.
Like snake around?
Yes, that's exactly what it does. Corner.
I feel like you're losing a lot of brownie, though.
Pan. No. You end up with the same brownie sort of, there are a couple of options here. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Kohl's? Do you want to go to Bed, Bath, and Bow? Or do you want to go to eBay?
Bow?
It's pronounced
Bed, Bath, and Beyonce.
Where do you want to go? Because it depends on go what I show Kohl's. You. Okay, let's go to Kohl's. This one, it does seem like you're losing a little bit of volume because it's got these pyramidal-like structures on the inside of the computer.
It's like a pseudo muffin pan here.
The inverse, like someone turned over a muffin pan and said, "Do you know
the muffin
the
pan?
The muffin pan?" It's made from dishwasher safe.
I can get behind something like this, but you're definitely losing out on looks like six brownies worth.
But look, I mean, the way that this ends up just seems very, very cool. Like,
yeah, it turns it into like a pull away.
Like you've molded it out of plastic.
Mine also wouldn't come out that solid. You try it. My brownies.
too many.
The picture. We'll put this in the notes. Okay. But the picture. It has basically the brownies coming out as one full sheet of brownies that you can then pull apart. It wouldn't work that way for me. Mine would get stuck in the pan because they're all corners at that point, and the corners always get stuck in the pan, and you have to kind of like shovel them out with a knife. And I would have a terrible time. If I could just get this like sheet of brownies from the store, there we go.
So this one seems like a better option. This is Bed Bath and Beyonce. They have sort of like a truss system. They've got these little things that fit inside of one another.
But that doesn't turn them into corners. That just separates them.
Yeah, maybe. It depends on what the inner tray that sits inside this big tray is made of. Because you want it to get, you want it to have enough air.
Crispy.
Yeah, you want to have enough air around that particular piece of brownie to get it as crusty as possible.
Right. And
give me that.
I think part of the enjoyment of a corner brownie is the fact that it has been touching the edge of the pan the whole time, and this middle the Bed Bath and Beyonce one, it doesn't have that. It just has like a separator, and so the corners aren't touching the pan.
Right,
they're touching something else. They're touching some other little thing. Oh, what are you sending me now?
So this is the last one.
That's what I envisioned.
Yep.
By the way.
So that one, I think, is probably as effective as the one from Kohl's.
I believe so, yes. This is the one that snakes around.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're up for, like, some pieces have a little bit more crust, you know.
Oh, man, Kyle, we got to get brownies for breakfast right now. Brownies for breakfast.
Sounds awful. And Kenny, number five, ice cream. Now, ice cream you can have.
That's general.
Yeah, I know. You would think that ice cream would be above all these, because there's an entire aisle dedicated to ice cream, but not an entire aisle dedicated to brownies, chocolate chips.
Yeah, there are also like ice cream shops.
That's
like,
right. That's where you don't go to a brownie shop.
A bakery.
Okay. But they don't
brownies. Yeah, I was going to say it's not just brownies. Mm-hmm. In fact, they would have fudge, cake, cookies, and brownies.
It would have
but no ice cream.
It'd have to be on the corner, though. Like you go to the corner brownie shop.
Oh, I think you just Kyle created a million dollar
franchise.
Yeah, the corner brownie.
That sounds perfect.
You'd have to call it the corner brownie too, because that's what everybody wants, the corner brownie.
Yep.
And what you would do is you would find an intersection and you'd open up a corner brownie on each of the corners, because there's four corners to a pan and everything in the middle is gross.
Garbage.
Yeah.
That's where all the accidents happen.
It's the worst intersection in town.
There's no stop signs or stoplights. You blow right through it.
But here's the thing. I don't think anybody would even be going through the intersection, because they'd all be pulling over to go to the corner brownie.
They'd be stopping at my restaurant. Also, I have four of them. So you have your options there. I would need a lot of people to work those. I don't know. It just doesn't sound like it's very financially sound.
Well, so you live in LA, and I want to know, have you come across I remember it was a joke in, what was it, Shrek 2? They had a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks.
Ah.
And people ran, it was when the town was being destroyed by the big gingerbread cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And people were running out of one Starbucks. They're like, ah, and they ran across the street to another Starbucks. And that was the joke. It was like, there's a Starbucks everywhere. Have you actually seen that in real life?
I have not. No, I do have to say, I don't go downtown LA, really. I'm mostly in the tube and I don't see much of the world. I'm very focused on
what did you call it?
On the tube.
You know, is that what it's called?
The channel.
No, that's not, you're not in the channel, Kyle.
Hello. Come on, Kenny.
What the heck is a tube?
Opening my brownie shop here in LA. You go from one corner and you go to the other. No stopping. No kissing. Go. No. So
no collecting $200.
No 200 brownies. I have not seen that. I have seen different coffee franchises across the street from one another, obviously, because you want your choice.
Competition.
I have seen two Walgreens across the street from one another in San Francisco. That's a possible thing. There's way too many of those around there. But not a Starbucks. You yourself have seen one?
Yes. I don't remember where.
Well, that's not helpful.
But I think it was in the LA area. No. Well, maybe. But it was like you had a corner Starbucks, mm-hmm, on the corner of a block. And then it wasn't directly across the street, but it was on the next block.
Could they have possibly been connected like underground, maybe? Or
yes, they have a channel.
I'm going to end it right there.
A tunnel.
Because it doesn't get any better than that. Kenny, you should follow us on Twitter. I am Dog Burps. You are Pizza Robotics. And the show is Morning Show AM. Also, we have a network account for Good Stuff. It's Good Stuff FM on Twitter. We'll let you know when each episode is out there. A new show has come back this week, Three Guys, Three Questions. They're on season 12 or 45. I can't remember.
45.
They're on one of them right now, and you should go check that out. The first two episodes are up, episode one and also a lightning round. So please go check them out. We enjoy that show thoroughly. And also, we've got a couple of their sound bites here on our soundboard. Other than that, I guess we'll just go eat some dessert.
Or Apple Jacks or
for breakfast, because those cereals are kind of like dessert in themselves and their sugar content. It's probably safer for you to just put an entire brownie into a bowl and cover it with milk and consider that breakfast, because it's about the same, you know.
And Kyle, you know, you're going to get that milk. It's going to come out of a bag.
It probably will come out of a bag.
Bah!
Can you imagine a brownie in a bowl with chocolate milk on top?
Yes.
That just sounds terrible.
Like a toasty brownie, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Like if I cool it down with the milk.
Then it's like a warm milk. I don't like where this is going. I don't like it at all.
Chocolate warm. Oh, I guess warm chocolate milk is just hot chocolate.
Be sure to check out some of the other links that we have, too. They'll be over at morningshow.am. We'll be back on Tuesday with another episode. Yeah.
Tuesday.
I'm saying it like a question only because I don't know if I have that long to go. I got to take that quiz one more time just to make sure that I've got, you know, a good 50 years or so.
That's 80 days.
I hope not. Hey, we'll be back then. So just stick around. Stay right here. If you haven't listened to this episode yet, you're about to listen to another one because it's Tuesday. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.